Podcasts have become an excellent and seemingly endless source of information and entertainment. There are close to 2 million of them out there now, and 25 million of us in the US and Canada are now listening to podcasts regularly. I favor the information and interview style podcasts, though there are endless sources of fictional and ebook style podcasts, most of them free and all available on your cell phone, tablet, or computer. Most of my listening takes place while I'm driving. Peter Mansbridge's daily podcast, The Bridge, is a daily favorite. Mark Maron, WTF, he does some great interviews with well-known names. Mike Rowe of Dirty Jobs fame does one called The Way I Heard It. Steve Paikin of TVO, he does The Agenda, and there are a few real estate coaching and training podcasts I listen to stay sharp. If you do a daily commute and you aren't already, check out what is available in the podcast world, starting with this one, of course, which is intentionally designed with episodes keeping to around 10 minutes or so you can listen while headed to the grocery store or on any other short trips. Hello, I'm Mike Montague, and this is Who Moves You, the podcast about real estate and the real estate market in South Central Ontario. The idea for this podcast came to me while realizing just how much the driving experience has improved in my lifetime. It dawned on me just how different the commute from my father would have been when compared with how that drive is today for many of us. Back in my school days, by the time my feet hit the floor, Dad was far off somewhere in the GTA on a construction site, plying his trade to take care of the family and keep a roof over our heads. At the end of a long, labor-intense workday, Dad would climb back into his car, make his hour or so drive back up the 400 highway to Barrie. That was Dad's routine, 5, sometimes 6 days a week, winter, spring, summer, and fall, regardless of the weather, and I don't ever recall him complaining about the hour or so there and the hour or so back, inside of his 1972 Chevy Nova with just a staticky AM radio to keep him company. It was quite a common sight when I was a kid to see cars pulled off along the side of the highway, a driver leaning in under a raised hood, steam billowing out from beneath, or kneeling in the gravel alongside with the jack in his hand, changing a tire as cars flew past at arm's length. This is something we rarely witness today. With our far more intuitive and reliable 21st century cars, I take my car in for an oil change and seasonal tire change and service checks, but I can't remember the last time I had to address anything major with a car. Part of that is we also don't run the same cars for years on end, paint fading and rust beginning to show through, just waiting on that fateful day when it gasps its last dying breath. That was the norm back in Dad's day. Most of us now opt to replace our vehicles with the latest models every few years, much like we do with our cell phones. Having a car odometer with more mileage on it than the Apollo 11 spacecraft is no longer the point of pride it was for my parents' generation. High housing prices that drop dramatically as you get further away from the GTA are putting more distance between our home and our work for growing numbers. Reliability aside, cars have evolved into pampered mobile living environments in my lifetime. That cold, hard fabric bench seat Dad sat on for 10 or more hours each week back in the 70s was no match for today's ergonomically correct, form-fitting, heated leather seats that can be positioned countless ways at the push of a button or two to wrap us in luxury. The company of Dad's crackly AM radio carrying CKBB Barrie until it began fading out just south of Bradford, if I remember, is a world away from the 12-speaker full spectrum of studio quality sound and the convenience of voice command, instant access to every song recorded since the dawn of time that rides around with us today. The road trip today is a moving concert venue and a mind-expanding mobile university thanks to podcasts, ebooks, and satellite radio. The idea of placing or receiving a phone call from within a car was the stuff of science fiction a generation ago. Today, we are connected to the world from within our horseless carriages wherever we go, whenever we want. A 1 or 2 hour drive is now an uninterrupted opportunity to connect with family, friends, or clients, or respond to messages and voicemail without lifting your hands from the steering wheel. Maps don't sit folded in the glove box anymore. Instead, they give us turn-by-turn directions spoken in soothing tones and showing us where we are at any given moment and how long until we arrive at our destination. Time spent commuting is still considered a chore by many, though I would encourage all to take a moment to appreciate that one's car is now one of the most personal, private, productive, and stimulating environments to find ourselves in our fast-paced lives. If driving isn't your thing, we are at the forefront of what I anticipate will be major advances in rail transportation in Ontario over the next few years. We are way behind other countries on this. Governments keep pushing it down the road because it will be a significant expense up front, but the long-term economic benefits are just far too great and the need far too high for us to wait any longer. For a while now, a number of Asian and European countries have had passenger rail systems with top speeds of more than 280 kilometers per hour. At that speed, Bay Street offices or Blue Jays baseball games are just 30 minutes away from Barrie. Once Barrie and Toronto begin to replace their diesel-fueled passenger trains with modern high-speed rail, barriers of time and distance that define our economic limits today in south-central Ontario are going to become obsolete. The GTA's expanding population and rising home prices are pushing more and more people to live in the outlying regions. Remote working will over time become the model for more and more business types in the coming years. Anticipating and planning ahead for this shift is providing significant financial reward today for those who are making the move from the GTA to outlying regions like Barrie. Those value differences will represent hundreds of thousands of dollars in cost savings for those who get in now. Municipalities connected to the GTA by high-speed rail when it comes are going to see household values taking a big jump upwards, I expect. The growing embrace of working remotely and the implementation of broadband satellite internet now available throughout Ontario, as I talked about in previous episodes. When you combine all of these changes and advances we now have available to us, the prospect of living an hour or two away from where you draw your paycheck is becoming more the standard practice. If a move is in your future plans, I invite you to give me a call to get started. I'm never too busy for your business or for your referrals. Just visit my upgraded website, whomovesyou.ca. Everything you need to know is in front of you right there at that site while trying to negotiate this competitively crazy real estate market we find ourselves in right now. You can call or text me at 705-718-6119 anytime, or you can email me at mike@gimmeshelter.ca. Click the subscribe link to make this show a regular driving companion. I'm Mike Montague with RE/MAX Crosstown Realty. Who moves you?